Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Would you rather put a toothpick under your toenail and kick a wall or pry your thumbnail off with a fork?
A toothpick on... Oh, my God. Damn. I don't want to do none of that. But.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, yo? Coming to y'all live from Austin, Texas, here at Wild Mate Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. It's your boy. I got the Booth boys with me.
What's up, baby?
How Danny. Y'all doing, man? And oh, I got the Booth girl with me.
Yeah,
Heather
I'm
in
here.
There. That's Hello. Right. That's my girl right there.
You.
It's always a great show when we got Heather in the building, man. All right, man. I got none other than the boy. I got Pink Sifu in the house, man. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good, bro.
Dog, you that
thank
nigga,
you.
Man.
Nah,
you that nigga,
you,
dog. I swear, man.
You're him, bro.
Nah, you that nigga, dog. I swear, the first time I got up on your shit was when you put the Negro shit out. And I was like, what the
fuck? You know
fuck?
What's crazy, bro? I almost, because my girl ain't bring the vinyls, but I almost brought you a vinyl.
Oh,
that,
man.
Just to, but I'm going to get you one.
Please
but,
do,
but
man.
I almost just brought you that. I didn't even know you, that was what you
dog,
got.
That was the first shit I heard from you. I'm like,
the
oh, this,
vinyls just came in. I'm going to get you
just,
one.
I was like, oh, yeah. This motherfucker like me.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Like, I was like, oh, shit.
Straight up, bro. Yeah,
I was like, this motherfucker like me. What was that recording the album like? What was the thought process in that shit? What was the...
Bro, recording that album, bro, I literally was... I was staying in East L.A., mostly when I recorded that, I was recording on bullshit. Like, you know the blue snowball?
Mm-hmm.
I was recording on that. And then on my laptop. And I was just, it was a time for show. Like, I did it. I started most of it, like, at the beginning of Ramadan. So I was, like, sober. And I was, like, just, like, and I was really on my Sunrise shit too. I was really listening to Sunrise and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna not have sex. I'm gonna just be on my like blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then, so I started it kind of like that. And then, no, I'm lying. I ended it like that. But I started it kind of on some real mad shit. Like my dad was getting fucked with. He always kind of got fucked with the police and like just like selling dope, doing his shit. But like, it would always like just come back around and niggas just fucking with him. And that was happening. Then I was working this job in Pasadena at the movie theaters, and it was like the white people was just tripping. Like they'd be trying to grab my locks, like,
oh.
Like those type, like
yeah,
just like amazing. And I was just like, bro, this shit crazy. And then like right before that, I was just trying to get a job, and motherfuckers just, it was just, the LA shit was just, I was just mad, bro. And then all this shit was going on, I was just mad.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I recorded that. And then I got with my girl, and I, like, kind of put it down. And then I put it down and kind of, I think I started working on Fly Seafoods. Like, I started working on Negro, then I put it down.
Yeah.
And then I got with my girl, and then we, like, lived together. And then that's when I was, like, on my Ramadan shit. And then I was finished it sober, and I was like no sex, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just real focused, and that's when I kind of added in all the... I was listening to Sunrise and Mary Baraka and like just hella like Last Poets, like just hella just like strong black power
shit.
For real. And it was just, and that shit really just like shaped the rest of it.
No,
and
that then, definitely shook like, some shit up. I was like, oh, this nigga coming.
Nigga.
You know,
nah,
and then, but
nigga.
Then like I'm saying,
thank
that's
you.
One thing I really love about your shit is that I never know what the fuck I'm gonna get. You know what I'm saying? And then you flip the shit over, then you start working with Fly Anakin and shit. How did that come out of How y'all link up?
Bro, me and Fly Anakin been, I've been a fan of him since I first heard his shit. You know Obliv?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I think Obliv had dropped like this tape or this song, And then Frank was just on it. And then I hit Oblip. I was like, bro, who you sample? Or like, who you blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, nah, I ain't sample nobody. That's the homie. That's the young homie. He from Richmond. I was like, that nigga alive? Like, that's the first, like, my first impression of Frank, I thought he was dead. Oh, I thought shit. He was a rapper from the 90s. Like, oh, some shit. So I was like, wait, he alive? I was like, wait, he young? I was like, bro, send me his shit. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, Oblip, send me his shit. And then I hit Frank immediately. I was like, bro, you're amazing, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, thank you. And then we started working back then. And then I was on the Mutant Academy album back then. And then, we just always been cool, bro. Yeah. Like, and then we just, since always being cool, we just was like, bro, we need to make some. And then, like, it just happened. Like, we was like, bro, let's just make some shit. Like,
yeah, like, I had got the chance. He had came through the show with Quelle. I got a chance to meet him, man. And
yeah, because they working on a classic.
He's a good brother, bro. Like, you know how you just meet somebody and you just get that vibe from him? Like, yeah. Dog, this nigga's a good nigga,
nah,
right here, man.
Nigga,
like,
he's through.
Official. Like, yeah. I fucks with cuz. You know what I'm saying? And then you drop Gumbo, which I think is going to be, that's going to be a fucking classic. Like, it's going to go down as a classic, I feel like. You killed shit with that. And then, but now you working with High Tech now?
Yeah.
How did that come about? You fucking with the boys from back at the crib?
That's why, yeah.
And then you sent me the album and shit. And the first song, I mean, it's a fucking Ghetto Tech record. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, this nigga on this? Like, you a fucking genre bender, man. Like, this motherfucker shape-shifting out this motherfucker, man.
Nah, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you got to meet Frank. Especially through Quelle, because Quelle is gold.
Yeah, that's Quelle's my brother.
That's my baby. And like, but the High Tech shit, bro, man, that, I feel like it was fate we met, bro. Because I met them, I want to tell you, I met them in Paris.
Yeah.
Like we did a show for this one thing during Fashion Week, Manifesto GOAT type thing. And then, yeah, bro, we just did that. And then I just seen them niggas play. And I just fell in love.
Have you ever heard like Ghetto Tech shit before that? No, you didn't. Oh, you probably heard it and didn't know.
I guess not,
you heard some
bro.
DJ Assault ass and titties and all that kind of shit.
I have heard DJ Assault, yeah, but yeah. I don't like. You would have to. I'm not a like. That's the thing too. Like niggas would be like niggas would be surprised. I don't know all the punk shit.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with Bad Brains. I fuck with Death, and I fuck with like
fuck with the niggas.
Death Grips, like too. Like, but like I don't really like know too much of even about punk that much. Mm-hmm. So it's like even like Ghetto Tech. I'm like I probably have, but I don't know. Like, but I definitely have heard it.
Yeah, you definitely heard it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
High Tech, I had to fuck with them.
No,
they're amazing.
I love what they're doing. I love the movement that they got going. And I'm really glad that the world is picking up on it and
exactly,
shit. You know?
Exactly.
I really, you know.
Straight fun energy.
Ghetto Tech is my childhood. Like, when you're like in Detroit, you go to house parties and shit like that. Yeah. Or even going out to like nightclubs. We didn't have like top 40 radio songs playing.
It was
and shit
that.
Like that. It was Ghetto Tech. That's what we danced to. And if we did have a top 40 song that was playing, we sped that shit up to 140 BPM. No matter what it is.
Made your own Ghetto Tech.
Yeah,
version.
To turn into a Ghetto Tech song. Everybody sounding like chipmunks and shit.
But that's what niggas is doing kind of now too with the, like in the SoundCloud era.
Yeah.
That's what little niggas was doing in New York and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's hard.
Yeah, but like
that's
the Jersey hard. Club and shit like that. It's pretty much like, I almost say feel like, because, you know, Texas is like the bottom of the map and Michigan is like the top of the map.
Yeah.
And they slowed the shit all the way down, but we spared that shit all the way up. And
I
it's crazy how fucking where you at geographically, how much that shit would dictate the music and shit. Like, even they would always play like, they have like the traffic jam, which when, you know, when everybody get off work and shit, you're on the freeway and it's the traffic jam. Mm. And it's just nothing but Ghetto Tech bangers after bang. So you in your car coming home from work and you just listening. And you listening to some fast ass music.
Now that I'm in Maryland right now, like, motherfucker, I hear that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they got the Baltimore shit too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers doing the Wu-Tang.
And then the DC shit. Like, I was like, Cincinnati, like, I grew up in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
We never really, really had that. We never really had like our own.
They got that chili,
version.
Cincinnati chili. Yeah. Shit, fucking your stomach up.
Oh god. you know the Griffos.
Yeah,
you know
right.
Let's talk about that shit.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, y'all, I definitely listened to the project, man. Y'all got some bangers on that motherfucker.
Gosh, thank you, bro.
The favorite shit, the motherfucking rest in peace, Brittany Murphy.
My nigga.
That beat sound like, nigga. That motherfucker traveled time, whoever made that beat, yeah, man.
Bro, I low-key was, I was trying to FaceTime the homie, my nigga Conquest. We've been big fans of you for a long time. That's who made the beat.
Oh, shit.
My nigga Conquest. Yeah,
I got to tap in with
him. He made, on Gumbo, he made Big O, the one with Baby Mother, too.
Okay.
Like, but that nigga's crazy.
Definitely link me up because that shit sounded like some straight up Dungeon Family, at the most highest respect on that nigga. Like,
thank you, fam.
And then you body that shit too, man.
Thank you. Shout out my nigga Tourist Benji. I was gonna try to bring him here, but that nigga had to work and shit. He was like, man.
But he gave his love too.
He's like, he gave his utmost respect to you, bro.
Shouts out, man.
Oh, God.
Like, I definitely played that shit like six times, man. I was like, this shit crazy, man. That bass on that shit. Oh, man. I don't want to give too much, man.
You can talk about whatever.
I mean, this will actually be out after it's out already. But, man, definitely check the project out, man. What's the name of it?
Thank you, bro. It's called It's Too Quiet. It's by me and Tourist Benji. It's like a... Yeah, it's too quiet.
It's dope, man.
17 songs. We just been cooking up. It's like a extended introduction of like my collective GKFAM out in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. They low key was like all over Gumbo, and them the niggas that I brought on the for the folks tour, for the Gumbo tour. If you saw that, like, so that's basically like most of the features and like a few other homies too.
All right, man, we're jumping to some of these ex Dannys. You can always hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. First up, we got Mind Your P's and Q's. Ask Danny. Hey, Danny. One day I accidentally heard my girlfriend therapy section. I heard her talking about me and it made me uncomfortable. I don't know how to feel about it. How would you feel if you walked into a similar situation? Check. I mean, a therapy session is supposed to be something that's private. In some sense, so I feel like anything that she was saying in there, you wasn't supposed to hear, so act like you ain't hear that shit and just keep that shit to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and at the end of the day, you over there ear hustling. You a nosy motherfucker, man. That's what that is. So you need to check yourself, man. You got to mind your own business. So act like you ain't hear that shit, even though you probably heard something that was uncomfortable. And, you know, you probably looking at the bitch a little different, man. But at the end of the day, everybody got secrets and skeletons in the closet, man. So leave that shit in the closet. Yeah, mind your business, man. Or leave the bitch alone.
Or embrace her.
Yeah. Or at the end of the day, you know what the bitch going through. Help her through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, yeah, man, you don't supposed to be hearing nobody therapy sessions, man. That's a fucked up situation. You ever did therapy before?
Nah, I never did. I lucky want to kind of tap in.
Therapy definitely can help, you know, but I feel like it's all if you really want to. Yeah, and it's all about the therapist you have, you know.
Yeah,
it's all about the person you talking to and shit. I really learned that. All right, so next up we got
I kind of want to talk to a woman therapist.
I think that's probably like the best thing. Just don't end up on no Soprano shit.
Oh, God.
OG Gaming. Yo, Danny, what were some of the first video games you ever played? And what were some of your favorites to play as a kid? Have a good one, Big G. Trevor. I'm old than a motherfucker. My first game I ever played was a fucking Atari. My dad had the old school Atari. I used to play Pole Position.
What is Pole Position?
Pole Position was a racing car game. And you just, it will probably suck now if you played it with all the games we got now and shit. But, yeah, Atari, you know, Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I think the first game that made me fall in love with video games, man, was a game on, I think it may be, I don't remember what console I had. It might have been Super Nintendo, but it was a game called Out of This World. Mm-hmm. And which is, you know, I think it's called Another World 2, probably. But that's the first time that I realized that video games could be on like some real artistic kind of shit. Do you know what I'm saying? And it was that's two. But I think if you type Out of This World.
Hard.
And that was that shit right there. It was Super Nintendo. But that was the first time I realized like games could be
That's a hard cover.
Yeah, ain't it?
God damn.
Yeah, that was the first time I realized games could really be like some artist. It was hard as fuck to play as a kid too.
I never finished it.
I never beat the game or anything like that. I actually went on YouTube and just watched a motherfucker finish it for me. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Sometimes watching that shit is hard.
Yeah, but
I did that with the Jackie Chan Adventures game. I never beat that game, but I watched the nigga beat that shit.
Yeah, you be like, damn, this motherfucker cold. But yeah, I never, I ain't know Jackie Chan Adventures, man.
No, it wasn't this. It's called, look at the Jackie Chan game. It's not Jackie Chan Adventures.
I ain't know Jackie Chan had a game, man.
It was so weird. It was that one, the PlayStation
one.
Yes, yes.
So you fuck with games? You be playing games a lot and shit?
I got twins now.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of hard.
So I definitely don't be playing.
And these games are getting harder as fuck, man. Like, you got to know how to damn near fly a fucking plane to play some of this shit.
You gotta sit down with games. I played, though, Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah. It's a beautiful game. It's a beautiful game.
Right before my babies came, and I literally took so much of my day. Like, I would not record. I played that for like 2 days straight.
It definitely can be distracting. I've learned for myself when I'm gaming the most is when I'm going through some shit. I'm kind of depressed.
Hey, or like when you not going through like writer's block, but you just, I'm kind of there. Just, not like,
cause most of the games I've played just in my normal day to day is sport games and shit. And that's just like, you know, I got a season or something, so I play a game a day type shit, you know. And then that's that. But if I'm really just sitting down at the fucking computer for fucking 8 hours a day trying to finish a game, playing a game, yeah, I definitely got some problems going on in my life. Because when everything going great, I'm happy, I'm getting money, I'm out here balling and shit. I ain't thinking about no goddamn mediocre game. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm sitting down on my gamer shit, I'm definitely going through something. I might need to go to therapy instead of sitting around playing them goddamn games.
That might be it. But for shout out games.
I really love video games. I mean, for the most part, I got a Steam Deck, so I play most of my games on the road, just something to pass the time and shit.
What's a Steam Deck?
Steam Deck is a handheld PC. Yeah, it's amazing. Damn. I mean, you know, you don't get too caught up on that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to. All right. Next up we got Dirty 30.
Shout out,
Gage. Hey, Danny, my girlfriend just turned Dirty 30, and to do something special, I thought I could pee on her during sex. It's cold here in Tennessee. I figured I would wet her up to the warm bedroom play. Do you have any experience with golden live streams? How should I bring it up? Still living in the same hood where my mama is. Shouts out to you, Dave. Yeah, I definitely unpeed on a bitch, but that was always the time. That would always be the time when I did like too much coke and shit and my dick wouldn't get hard. And you just got to just start improvising and start doing crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? So you would pee on a bitch, spit on her. You know, something about that cocaine, man, makes you a degenerate. And it makes you just do wild shit you never thought you would do. So, you know, you would smack a bitch up, do all kind of crazy wild shit. You just really trying to just get all the tension away that your dick ain't getting hard no more. So you acting like you this extra freaky nasty nigga. But at the end of the day, you just got erectile dysfunction. So you like, yeah, bitch, let me kick you down the stairs. You know what I'm saying? Hold your head out the window while I spank your ass. You know what I'm saying? You just trying to do all type of shit like that. And, you know, I really ain't in all of that wild shit. Because now since I've been sober, I'm just a normal sexual guy. I'm just doing shit because my dick ain't getting hard. You know what I'm saying? Let me suck your toes, bitch. Oh, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit. Now I'm sober. I ain't trying to do all that freaky shit, man. I'm just trying to do normal Christian sex. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to have normal Christian sex now. You know? So, yeah, man. But yeah, you ain't got to answer that if you don't want to. Man, but
me, I've never peed on a bitch.
Yeah, it could get
on
wild.
On purpose.
Yeah, a bitch peed on me. Like, go on, bitch, pee on me.
Oh, God. You can bring it back. Peed on, though.
But that is some nasty, degenerate hate behavior, man. When you doing that shit like that, that's when it's time to get help and time to go to rehab, man. Because God didn't intend for them type of sexual activities to be happening. And once you live in being a righteous man.
What if Jesus was just peeing on niggas? And God was just like, yeah,
that's why they stoned his ass. Hung up on that cross.
Nigga, you out here
peeing on bitches? They was at the fucking, they was at
Jesus
the supper.
Peed on my bitch.
They was at the supper. The Jesus pissed on my bitch, man. We got to get this nigga, man. Make this nigga walk with a cross and whip his ass. You know what I'm saying? man. All right, man. We got to go. Man. Leave it on, man. Serenity prayer, man. You know?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, yeah. Well, another thing, Sifu, I want to bring up, man, is that I will say you one of the flyest niggas out here, man.
My nigga, thank you.
On the fashion tip, man, I definitely got to give you respect on the drip, man. Every time I see you putting some fits together, you always got some new looks and shit. And it always be a weird thing. Like you said, you came up from you came up in Cincinnati and
yeah.
But you originally from
Birmingham,
yeah.
Yeah.
So and they would think like motherfuckers be dripped up. They gotta come from L.A. or come from New York and shit. So where the style influence come from with you and what's the thought process behind these fits you be putting together?
I mean, bro, I just low-key had a little tweet about it today, bro, and I was like just so happy just to have the first single low-key off the album be Midwest niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was just like, cause my nigga Too Rich always say, he was like, bro, like Midwest, just in terms of like sounds, I'm gonna definitely double back. But like, just in terms of sounds, it's like niggas be like, yo, we really don't got like a real sound. But he be like, nigga, auto-tune is I sound. Robert Trappin, they was in Dayton.
Yeah.
And so he was just like,
a lot of that shit, Parliament.
Back to the swag, George Clinton, my favorite nigga.
Oh, man.
Prince, my favorite nigga.
Yeah.
D'Angelo, my favorite nigga. Three Stacks, my favorite nigga. Mm-hmm. So them was my favorite. Tupac, my favorite nigga. Wayne, my favorite nigga. So like, them was who I looked up in this rap shit. I learned how to watch Snoop Dogg. No cap. Like I thought he was the coolest nigga in the world.
Still, to this day.
Mm-hmm. So like, and I love Slick Rick too. I ain't as flashy as that nigga, but like my nigga Quest, who made the beats, like that's his favorite rapper.
Yeah.
So nigga, I always love them niggas, but like George Clinton and Boosie Collins and all them niggas, bro. Boosie one of the flyest niggas out there. And I feel like that's just like Midwest shit. We just get a bunch of shit, but it's so funk. And I feel like that's kind of how I kind of dress. But also like I don't know, it's definitely been like influenced by like being able to being blessed to be able to travel like all over the world. Like that, shout out my nigga Goya from London. Like I pulled up on him and he got me right with the, I started wearing late Stacey's and Belvedere's and shit, and like pulling up to my nigga Barrington in LA, like he just got me right with just wearing fitted clothes and shit. So it's definitely been traveling, and then niggas being like, okay, blah blah, because I used to dress hippie the fuck.
Yeah, no, you be having the pieces though.
Yeah, you be having pieces, man.
You always putting some shit together.
But Midwest, we got that shit.
Yeah, it's that pimp shit in us, man.
Oh God,
it's that pimp shit, man.
Like that's just Midwest flavor.
Like, but I always
and you
that.
Too, bro. Like when you. Like, even, like, now, like, you still the flyest nigga. Like, your pants, I love your pants. I was going to tell you about that. I love your pants. But, like, you, like, even when you came in this game, bro, like, you was, what, nigga? Weren't nobody wearing what you was wearing? You was wearing that shit. You was putting that shit on, bro.
Thank you, brother.
And, like, it took me now to be like, oh, that nigga was wearing that shit.
Yeah.
But he was also, like, I just thought you was looking cool with shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my nigga was like, nah, nigga, he was wearing some shit, nigga.
Walking around crazy shit,
oh,
man.
God, like.
But the crazy part about it, too, because one of my fashion icons was Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, the Olsen twins.
Wow.
Yeah. And they would always put these fits together, man, but they would still look dirty, kind of.
Wow.
But be walking around wearing $10,000 worth of clothes and shit.
I love that.
So that was my whole shit. I wanted to be able to wear, like, you know what I'm saying? Ball, I'm wearing fucking, you know what I'm saying? All the top brands and shit, but still looking like a nigga just woke up off the floor and shit. You know
you,
what I'm saying?
Bro.
I was some hood shit. So that was like a lot of, when I first came in, that was like a lot of my shit. Because I, one thing I hate too, I feel like when you get money and shit and you able to buy everything, some type of way your fashion sense go down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like when I didn't really have it like that, I was putting that shit together, really. You know what I'm saying?
Creatively.
So now that's where I'm back at it with it now,
exactly.
On the fashion shit. Not really just looking at how much something costs and being like, oh, I think this shit drip because it costs
10,000.
A lot of money and shit like that. No, it's like being able to have a budget. Be like, fuck that, I'm going to cap myself off. Like if I go shopping somewhere, I cap myself off at a certain number and be like, I'm going to see what work with this in this range. You know what I'm saying? And just get some shit like that.
And just copping shit or like gifting or working with niggas that's like on some local up and coming.
Yeah,
designer.
No, that's my whole thing now.
Yeah,
and I like
that's
me,
my shit.
Me with the fashion now is like it could be looked at as like art pieces.
Exactly.
So I want to look like, you know, I want to wear shit that it just looked like some artistic shit, not just, you know, putting on some fucking clothes. You're making a statement, and it's really somebody who you are. It's really, like, clothes is, like, who you are.
Exactly. You know, like, my homie Matt, like, he made most of my, he made, like, my gumbo fit on the gumbo.
Yeah, that shit was fly.
My nigga Matt Valadez out in Brooklyn, and he made that shit, and he made, like, when I was on tour, he made a few fits for me, and he was even just put me on the, like, the dance hall culture and shit. He was like, nigga,
oh, that shit is totally like that. I ain't even put that two and two together.
He's seen some documentary or some shit. He was like, nigga, they said in the doc, he said, bro, niggas used to laugh at you if you came in the last same fit as last time.
Yeah, definitely. Like, nigga, shit, like, we nigga, did that in high school.
Like, you gotta pull up with a different, like, you feel me? Like, so it's like, it's part of the whole shit. Like, it is an art piece. Like,
all right, we're gonna jump into some white people shit.
Yeah.
White people shit.
Yeah, well, one of them piss questions.
Food of the whites. What's up, Danny? My fiance is Latina and she makes some bomb ass food. The one thing she struggled with is making mashed potatoes. I've been to many cookouts and events where white people make mashed potatoes and it's fire. Do you think that's white people shit or does she just suck at making them? Much love from Maine, Dion. No, niggas love mashed potatoes. What are you talking about? I ain't know that transcends race, mashed potatoes, man. But I ain't never heard of fucking no Latinos eating no mashed potatoes. So that's like a different thing, man.
I don't even think I really know no Latinos personally. But that's just me.
They all be fucking around. They just,
I don't know.
They stay with their race. They stay in their hood.
And I fuck with niggas who do that.
They'll be fucking around. You right though. I don't really think I know none either. Now that I think about it, I don't know
what, but I fuck a mashed potato with the gravy.
But yeah, oh, mashed potatoes, what? The best mashed potatoes I used to get, we used to make them bitches in the jail. We used to, these niggas would put so much cheese in the mashed potatoes, them bitches was glowing. You could see them bitches in the dark. But yeah, man, I love me some mashed potatoes, man. Like, you know, with the chives and shit. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? No, that ain't no white people shit, man. That's just good eating right there, man. So you in Maine and shit? I ain't even know there's no Latinos in Maine. So
I never been to Maine.
Why you got that bitch trying to make mashed potatoes? If she don't whip some carne asada up or some shit, man, like you got her out of her element, man. You got her doing shit she don't supposed to be doing.
She probably
making them trash on purpose, if anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I eat beans and rice. What is this shit? What is you got going on, man? That's my side, beans and rice. That's one thing I do hate. I hate when potatoes be in the burritos and shit. That's not my thing. I don't like potatoes in my burritos, man.
Yeah, I feel you. That's extra. That's fusion.
Yeah, that's just like, I don't know. That's Taco Bell. Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with their culture, man.
That's not Mexican.
Y'all tripping. Y'all gentrifying the burritos. But maybe I might be lying. That might be a thing they do.
I've never been to Mexico, but I know in L.A., in East L.A., yeah, where it be all of them, they don't be doing
no. No, they don't be doing that shit. They don't even be putting cheese on their tacos, man.
None of that shit.
Yeah, that's just Taco Bell, man. They got us fucked up and thinking that's what Mexican food is, man. I've been to Mexico, man, and that was the best tacos I ever had, man. The authentic shit, man, you learn, man. Like, where
what
that shit come
Mexico
from? I went to Mexico City. Beautiful. It was a great time, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. You
take my actually, it was a fucking uprising while I was there. That shit was crazy. Yeah, while I was playing. The motherfuckers outside riding.
Oh, you did a show?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was outside riding and some more shit, man. That shit was fucked up.
Was it kind of cool?
I damn near died out there. I would say that. Okay, yeah, I don't even want to get into that story, man. Damn. I'll tell you. But yeah, it was kind of fucked up, man. I don't even want to. But yeah.
Shout out Mexico.
They said get a little closer to the mic.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
So you can pull it up. All right, we got a would you rather.
Would you rather?
Painful fun. Hey, Danny, would you rather put a toothpick under your toenail and kick a wall or pry your thumbnail off with a fork? Time. You sure this aren't our time? But no, I ain't prying my thumbnail off of no fork. So probably the toothpick under the toenail situation, man. Cause I keep my toes done, so it ain't gonna really stick in there. By the time I kick it, it probably fall out. So I'm gonna try to beat the case with that. What about you?
Wait, what? A toothpick
under your toenail and kick a wall, or pry your thumbnail off with a fork?
Oh my God! Damn. I don't want to do none of that. but maybe the toe. Maybe the toe.
Because you stub your toe all the time.
That's like some saw shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, like What's going on with you, Tom?
Oh, for real. This nigga.
This nigga want a nigga to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, man. Get your shit together, Ty, man. Why you think of this shit, man? Pain, and he called it painful fun. Ain't nothing fun about that,
yo,
man.
Yo, weird. All but right. Not a good weird. Everyone's weird. It's
yeah.
Cool.
We got some freestyles. Let's jump into some of these freestyles.
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
See what these motherfuckers talking about. Last time, my nigga Brent killed it. I don't think nobody going to top Brent.
This is Home Fix.
Oh, shit.
Intro. Y'all some Twitter fingers turn into a cyberpunk. You feel the funk? Home Fex, Elden Lord and Dutch Master. I smoke gas, eat ass, and take dabs, bruh. Half black and half bastard, if that makes sense. Real rap abuser, all these beasts think I'm a racist. King Clout, y'all out here going cloud crazy. Catch your boy on Spotify. Mama, yeah, they pay me. Probably like a couple cents, but fuck it, boy, they pay me. She pop a triple X and now she trying to slay me? She give me sloppy till it's dripping off my balls and shit. From the windows to the walls, I'm in the drawers and shit. And then she hit a little switch, I'm busting all up in the shit. Danny Brown, YMH, this is Calm Sin. Shouts to Booth Boys, I'm spitting this from the whip that I am in. But real shit, it is getting hot in this motherfucking... God damn! But real shit, man, I heard you like battle rap, so I try to come in with that energy, but... That's besides the point. It's your boy, Homefex, H-O-M-F-E-X. Y'all know what it do, man.
I'm going to go off the cuff, and this motherfucker from the Bay. I'm going to go off the cuff, and I'm going to guess that this motherfucker from the Bay. He's hyphy. That's the hyphy shit.
Definitely hyphy.
I love the Bay, man. Shouts out to the Bay, man. That's, I always have a great time every time I'm up there, man. But you ever been to the Bay? You ain't doing no shows
I
up there?
I love the Bay.
Yeah, turn.
I love Oakland.
Just stay, I love any place, man, you go to where they got their own culture, where to the sense of like it's their own world. They don't give a fuck what's going on outside. This is what they into.
They be on
their
shit. Own shit, even with the whips and shit.
Yeah, right, I even seen somebody have a tweet the other day that was like, Detroit niggas off of Bay Area beat, everybody love it. South nigga off of Bay Area beat, everybody love it. LA yeah. off of Bay Area beat, everybody love it.
Yeah.
Bay nigga on a Bay nigga beat, nobody fuck with it. I was like, yeah, I mean, I can see, because a lot of people have ran with the South. But being from Detroit, we was always influenced from the Bay. And I just think that's...
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's just always been like a pipeline with us, man.
E-40, like, E-40, one of the
that's my big homie. Yeah. That's the OG right there, man. God. Anytime I get a chance to talk to 40 or even just be around him, man, it's a fucking blessing, man. Like, and to have someone like
Shock G,
yeah,
like you feel
rest
me?
In peace, man.
Oh God, rest in peace.
People don't understand how fucking musical Shock G was. That motherfucker, yeah. Like his production was top tier,
but. Like, out of this world and a Parliament baby, so like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, me? Yeah, like, definitely was. Yeah. He was definitely from the got influenced from the Parliament and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but 40 man, that he's just man. I really love you, 40 man, because it almost seems like he defies age, man. Like no matter like,
yeah,
you know, how like he's one of like still like one of the best niggas at his age.
Like, he's like if James Earl Jones. was like still drippied out, like yeah. Oh God, like.
And then the crazy part about it is that, man, this is why I always preach to motherfuckers about being original and just having your own style and shit and being able, because that shit is timeless at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, can't nobody do what 40 do, man. So his shit would never get played out, man. And that's why he can continue to still do this shit and kick ass, man.
That nigga got his own language, bro.
Bro, he's doing so much shit. He got his own cookbooks. He got fucking...
Shiny, you know that.
Yeah, going with the spoon.
Shiny.
He got his fucking he got alcohol out here, man. Wow. I ain't drinking no more, so
wow.
I can't. I'm not able to indulge in none of the slurricane.
But the cookbooks though, that's
yeah,
crazy.
The Goon with the Spoon. Yeah, he actually I feel like he'd be doing his own like cooking show and shit. But he's just an all around hustler, man. Like even with the independent game, man, he was the first motherfucker that showed niggas how to get money on their own with this rap shit. And people, a lot of people don't know E-40 was like one of the first rappers to sign like a big major deal, like to get the bag off the majors and shit, because he was kicking ass just selling tapes out the trunk. So like, just the independent hustle, man. I feel like, man, that's like Bay Area culture and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And they always like. We would get so much music from the Bay, man. Like that shit was crazy, man. They used to flood that shit.
I mean, and straight the fuck up, they gave us Tupac, man.
Yeah, Pac,
like for real.
Pac was a drifter, man. He went everywhere and got the
game.
He
was like
Quelle. Yeah,
shit.
He like Quelle, man. He went everywhere and got the game.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Got another freestyle.
This is Daniel.
Oh shit! I never hate on this.
Freestyle, and I try not to tongue twist. take a damn sip of some delicious sun kiss. Hey, I got plenty of Henny, but I don't drink and drive. I might drive high, I ain't even gonna lie. My jet smoother than Zab Judah, I jab through ya. I be chilling, I be smoking on Mad Buddha. So much laughing gas, you thought I heard a joke. I cruise around town in a little verse of note. With the weed so loud that you thought you heard the smoke. Cruise around town and I'm smoking on the Camel Blue. What up, Danny Brown? Nice to meet you. My name's Daniel too. Down in Austin, Texas, flossing in my Lexus. I done came down, had some brisket for breakfast. I only seen Danny on the guest list. Now I watch the Danny Brown show at your mom's house while she's naked.
That's right.
It is kind of hard.
Yeah, it is kind of hard. You got the fucking... Is that a Gucci steering wheel and a Nissan? These ghetto fabulous, man.
Yeah, what big boy say if you ain't got no rims, nigga, don't get no...
Yeah, don't get no wood grain steering wheel.
He definitely don't need the Gucci steering wheel.
That's one thing I love about rap, man. Like, lines like that, it almost was... That was like your dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's giving you the game.
Nigga, I will never... Get a wood grain steering
wheel. Yeah, you ain't got no rims, man.
I ain't got no rims.
Like that's what I miss from hip hop, man. Which I do love, man. Like, you know, we got a lot of OGs still holding it down. That's why, yeah. I seen a recent interview with Jay-Z, and he was talking about when he come back, he gonna have something to say, which is great, man. Like, I lived long enough to see Jay-Z and Nas trade places.
Yeah.
In some sense.
Yeah.
Like, you see Nas, he out here chasing the bag, you know what I'm saying, all about his money now, and Jay-Z is out here trying to teach niggas, man. So it's like,
straight
you
up,
live long enough to see the hero become the villain and the villain become the hero type man. So it's a great thing, man. And I always struggle with that, man, being like, man, I ain't really get crack until I was in my 30s and shit, you know? So I'm glad to see these OGs still holding it down and still rapping, because it make me be like, man, hell yeah, I ain't never quitting this shit.
Nah, you can't never quit this shit. But, like, that's a fact. Like, it's like a different game, bro. It's like the best rappers low-key, like, to me, like, isn't they 30?
Yeah, all
or like
nigga.
25 and up type shit. Like,
shit, I say
like,
30s and 40s, man.
Yeah,
Because still, at the end of the day, can't nobody, if Hov get on your song, he gonna body you.
For real,
ain't
bro.
Nobody about to out-rap Hov.
Because it's like experience, like that nigga can, he could always convey shit. Now he's seen so much and he could still convey it the same.
And if we
so
take it back, like, to fucking niggas talk about who living their raps, like, he ain't about to talk about nothing. He really could do this shit. Like, he really doing this shit.
Like, that's what, like, when it gets to a point like him, like, even Drake, for that, like, it's like all of them, it's like, bro, they, nothing they saying is low key kind of cap.
No.
Like, you feel me? So it's like, when it's, you're at that point, it's like, niggas just, you can't even hate on a nigga that nothing he's saying, even in a funny, imaginative way, he could probably buy that. Like you feel me? Like,
yeah,
so it's like,
definitely.
Like, I'm like, that, like, I love Jay. I love seeing, like, the growth of just,
yeah,
like 50 years, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, and just like, but Jay-Z part of that shit like a motherfucker. And they, did you see the library shit? Like, how
yeah,
he got,
just doing shit like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, now he really, and then it was great to see Nas gave him, he started like a foundation situation. He gave him Scarface and Rakim. They got like 500,000. He gave him like 500,000 in like healthcare and shit. Like, that's really, man, we need to really take care about older rappers, man, because a lot of them, I mean, you know, motherfuckers are seeing money in the game now. A lot of these younger kids and shit, they getting crazy bags and shit. And they paved the way for that shit. And they was all getting jerked around. Like, you know what I'm saying? People didn't really believe hip-hop would take it this far. That's crazy. That's a Biggie line. Take it this far. God damn it. All right, we'll get ready to get up out this motherfucker in a minute. We're going to spin the wheel.
Nigga, goddamn, getting it direct. Oh, shit. Whoa.
Meta glasses.
Whoa.
Yeah, I seen them. It's like, I mean, just, you know, glasses, which they are dope. They are dope. It's, you know, like, you know, Meta, Facebook and shit, and they got these glasses. You can wear them.
What the fuck?
And you can, like, record videos and shit, you know, listen to music. I mean, I always knew this was I actually had the Google glasses. That was like the first ones, but it started a little too early. They was a little too early with them. Wow. But I believe this is definitely the future. Everybody going to be doing shit through their glasses and shit. There's going to be a lot of different brands releasing them and shit like that. But they are cool, though, to live stream with those glasses. And you ain't really got to worry about holding your phone up and shit. Everything you see, the people seeing, and you can just talk and they hear you. They got the microphones and the glasses and shit like that. So yeah, they're definitely dope. And that's an easier way to live stream and shit and take pictures and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And do shit like that. So I feel like a lot of these glasses, it's gonna be a lot of different companies, but it's still early in development, I feel like, for this shit. We ain't gonna really see the full, they ain't really gonna get priced super dope with this shit till for about a good 5 years and shit. You know, even with the fucking like the VR shit. You know what I'm saying? I remember I had the first fucking the first PlayStation VR. And then now the new shit is just taking it to the next level, man. Like, so like even all that shit, man. VR, AI, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is writing raps with ChatGPT and shit. You know what I'm saying?
wait, you can't write in this.
No, I know. But I'm saying eventually they're going to have shit figured out. You're going to be able to talk to your glasses and fucking write notes for you and shit. You're going to fuck around and be able to record with them bitches, man. Like, make songs and shit. I can totally see that, you know?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Oh, yeah.
That's a part of what comes with it.
Yeah.
You can, it's like Siri is enabled in that shit. So she'll talk to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like, get directions and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got them on your face. You can be in the city. Be like, nigga, bitch, take me over here. That motherfucker is telling you turn right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
turn left.
It's definitely gonna be cool. And you know they did them with Ray-Bans. I mean, I would like for them to get some cooler glasses involved.
Hell yeah, they gotta get some cool. This is my first time hearing.
Shouts out to Cartier, man. They need to get some Cartier smart glasses. You know what I'm saying? They're getting copped off rip, but them bitches gonna be like $5,000 or some dumb shit, man. So
they need to get some Oakley. Some
You know, I definitely feel like Oakley gonna jump in the game. All the glasses brands are definitely. They like, oh shit, this new life for us. You know what I'm saying? So they definitely gonna be jumping in that shit. And it's probably gonna get to the point where every glasses are gonna be smart glasses. I can totally see that in probably like the next 10 years or something. Pair of glasses you buy are gonna be fucking smart.
This
technology.
Is beautiful. Yeah. I ain't know about this.
I love being able to be in the future, man.
I like some of it. Like, I feel like we could stop right now. But they're cool, though. This cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
I ain't mad at some ideas, man. Go ahead. Future right. on.
Yeah. We about to get ready to get up out this motherfucker, man. I just want to thank you so much for coming through.
Right. Thank you,
man. You're definitely a breath of fresh air to me, man. You, and keep me inspired and keep me making music, man. Every time I hear your shit, I'm definitely inspired, man. So yeah, keep doing what you're doing, brother, man. You got the new shit dropping. It'll be out by the time this episode is out.
Thank you so much, bro.
Yeah,
too,
thank
bro.
You for
a
coming
legend.
Through, man.
You a legend. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you,
bro. We definitely got to lock in.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna try to send you so much shit.
Don't even worry, dog.
Yeah, the
we
outcome.
In.
Yeah, we locked in for
we
real. Shout
in.
Out to Twat, Detroit. Goddamn. D-Town Midwest shit. Thank y'all for having me, YMH. And we in it, bitch.
All right. Love y'all, motherfuckers. We see y'all same time, same channel.
Danny
we
Brown out. Show.
Peace.